Noughts and crosses.
That's it. Your turn, Charlie.
I don't believe my eyes.
Is something wrong, Dieter?
Yes. I see that while some of us are working like slaves, others are having fun making silly crosses on the beach.
They are not silly crosses. They are geometrical shapes.
Yes, right.
More importantly, they are international distress symbols. This is the best way to be seen by the emergency services. So,
are you satisfied now, Dieter?
Okay. Everyone makes mistakes.
Okay, where were we? I remember. It's your turn, Charlie.
Phew. If I put a nought here, I've won the game.
Shh. Well done. But not so loud, Dieter will hear you.
Sticky shampoo.
Pfizer, can you help me to...
Of course. I'm just going to test my homemade shampoo first. And thanks for lending me your survival guide, Alex.
No problem. I'm curious to know if the survival shampoo recipe works.
Oh, so you've never made it?
No, but it looks quite simple if you follow the recipe properly.
I think I did, but you can double check if you like.
Let's see. You made a fire to get ash with cleansing properties. Perfect. Then you mix the ashes with water. Yes, that's right. Next you added sap from a coniferous tree because sap has antiseptic properties. Perfect. Well done, Pfizer.
Thanks. And the sap makes it smell nice too.
You have to be careful with the quantities. If you use too much sap, you don't get shampoo, you get...
glue, maybe?
Exactly. How did you know?
Guess.